You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Mark chapter 13. Now today and the following week, we're going to be looking at Bible prophecies. For those who love to indulge in a little eschatology, Matthew chapter 24 is the place to go. Now in today's message, we're going to look at Mark's equivalent to Matthew chapter 24, which is Mark chapter 13. Now keep in mind, this is going to read different than Matthew's gospel does. What Peter links together, Matthew separates. I'll point that out here in the coming weeks or next week as we get to it. Now, Mark chapter 13. Now, as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples saith unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here. And Jesus answering said unto him, Seest thou these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. All right, there's the first prophecy. This is the equivalent of, well, let's see here. January 1972. Is when they opened up the second of the World Trade Centers. Started building them in 1969. January 72, they opened up the World Trade Center. Say Jesus was alive and lived in New York then. That's like someone coming up to him saying, Lord, look at these two magnificent buildings. And then Jesus said, do you see both of these towers? The time is coming when there will not be one story left upon another. It's the equivalent of that, the magnitude of that. This temple was magnificent. That's the first prophecy. Verse 3, as he sat upon the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, tell us when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled? Now, where people get all discombobulated is misinterpreting the Lord's answer. All of this immediate context you're about to read here is meant for them. When will one stone not be left upon another? Now, the temple was destroyed 36 years later after this prophecy. So when you read through these descriptive prophecies, no one understands he's talking to them and that these things were going to happen in their lifetime. However, that's not all. Mark has left out part of the question that was asked of the Lord on the Mount of Olives. And if you don't know the whole question, you're going to misinterpret what he's saying. Matthew chapter 24 reads like this, verse 1. Now Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him to show to him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto him, See ye not all these things? Verily, I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be, and
what will be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?"
Or age. Key importance here. That is, you have to know and hear the entire question before we move on. And as we move on, remember the prophecy. Not one stone will be left upon another. And the following question, when will these things be? Now, regardless of which gospel account you turn to, the Lord Jesus' first response is the same, which is fascinating. It's verse 5, Mark 13, 5. And Jesus, answering them, began to say, "Take heed, lest any man deceive you." Of all the things he could have said, he makes this comment. Take heed, beware, be on your guard. Make sure that no man or woman deceives you. Many of you have heard my definition of deceive, but here it goes for all newcomers to Island. Also, it's been 2 years since I've preached on this important topic. Now, to be deceived, Bill could recite it. To be deceived is to think that something is something, while something is actually something else. Everyone got it? Good, don't ask me to repeat it. All right, I'll repeat it. It's to think that something is something, while something is actually something else. Jesus' number one warning for those who will be alive at the end of the age is this. Take heed, beware, make sure no one deceives you. That's his number one warning. Don't let anyone trick you. Don't let anyone mislead you. Like not putting on that medicine bottle. Warning, taking these pills could cause a stroke or even death. They sue them. And what do they say? They misled me by not putting the warnings on the label. Take heed that no one deceives you. Be careful. Like Eve. Man, this stuff goes all the way back to the beginning. Speaking of the beginning, Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. We're not going to get through this verse today. You laugh. There's so much here. And I haven't dusted off an old sermon. This is brand new here. The examples are timeless. Eve, Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God has made. And he said unto the woman, "Yes, God said." Thank you, Charlton Heston. "You shall not eat of every tree of the garden." And the woman said, "That a serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it." She made that part up. "Lest ye die." And the serpent said unto the woman, "Ye shall not surely die." Lie. "For God knows, in the day ye eat thereof, your eyes will be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." There's a deception. To think that something, this tree of knowledge of good and evil, is something. That is, my right to indulge it in it if I want to. While something, this tree, is actually something else. And the something else here would be the crucifixion of the Son of God, naked on the cross, the death of little children of cancer, sickness, evil, disease, all of that. With this answer, Genesis 3:13, the Lord God said unto the woman, "What is this that thou hast done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me." King James has beguile. The serpent deceived me and I ate. All of this was her right, she thought. Eve was deceived. She was misled by the devil concerning what would be the consequences
for disobeying the word of God.
And indeed,
look at the consequences today.
But my point is, she was deceived into doing it. Eve never would have done what she did if she would have known what was going to happen to her and the Son of God and the entire human race by doing that. She was deceived into doing it. Can't preach this enough. Next poor sap is Judas Iscariot, a man
I truly
feel sorry for. Sometimes I look in the mirror, man, and I see Judas Iscariot. I look just like him sometimes. Matthew chapter 27, verse 1. It says, when the morning had come, and the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death, and when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him up to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, who had betrayed him, next three words says this,
when he saw
that he was condemned, he repented himself. Better yet, he was remorseful.
Oh no, what a terrible place to end. Once again, we're leaving here today on WGOD Radio on a cliffhanger. We just started chapter 13. We are going to be into some Bible prophecy now, as you can just tell here on WGOD. Chapter 13, we're looking here today. Take heed that no man deceive you. The equivalent chapter is Matthew chapter 24, but we're in the Gospel of Mark going through our study in this book, What Will Be the Sign of Your Coming? And we're looking here at some examples, but we're looking here at one verse today. And that is the Lord's admonishment, take heed that no man deceive you. And we have been looking at examples of people that have been deceived. We looked at Eve. And here we're in the middle of looking at Judas Iscariot. That's where we're going to have to pick it up here tomorrow. To hear this whole sermon, there's a variety of different ways to do it. You can go to my website, wgodradio.com. Click on the link there that says Prior Broadcasts. And look for the link there. It says Mark 13, Be Not Deceived is the name of that. Then you can right-click that program and download it on your computer. Or you can write to me, paul at wmiefm.com, and I will mail you the CD for free. I'm handing out these CDs at the church. I pastor all the time because people need to get this message into their hands. Because Bible prophecy is tomorrow's newspaper delivered today, and God wants you to have a copy of tomorrow's newspaper that's got all the winners in it. You know the results before they happen. So it is with Bible prophecy. The Lord Jesus has a lot to say about his return, and we're going to hear more about that tomorrow. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of